Well, we are in Angira's bathroom on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM, and this is a show that comes in every weekend.
Angira's bathroom.
You guys know that, but what's special today is the laughter, which is so contagious in my studio. Well, we have Shri Leela, and I cannot tell you, I can feel the vibe already. We're going to have a great time today. How do you feel?
I'm super, super excited.
Okay, nice. Are you a radio consumer, Shri Leela?
Absolutely. I love music, so, you know, for a fact, I always have the radio.
And which is your favorite radio station?
93.5.
Of course you'll say that.
Literally put a gun in my head and she said, ask me to say that.
Okay, we're starting off with the Zit Foundation. They've been very merciful, especially this week. However, we are obviously not going to see the difference in how we both look today, but I'm really glad that you could make it to the studio. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Shri Leela. Is that your original name or is that your screen name?
No, it is my original name. Often people feel like it's very old because it's like Shri Leela, like, oh my God, have you come back from like the 90s or something? But I'm really happy with my name.
And so am I. I think even Sai Pallavi, the name, it's old, but it's got a very nice vibe and ring to it. Well, I'm a 90s kid, so I really like it. But I'm going to call you Shri. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay.
Or so probably Leela, because Leela, there are a lot of Shris.
Okay, we'll call you Leela. Okay, so before we start off the show, I'm going to quickly fill you up. This is a chat show. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be quirky. It's going to be very different from anything that you've been a part of. Nice. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. With the conviction in your eyes, my first question on to you, that imagine we finished the interview. We had a great time, right? Okay. And you're walking out of the studio off to your next meeting. And then you see there is, you know, a check. A lottery ticket worth $10 million. Okay. What are you going to do with it?
Give it to my mom.
You're going to give $10 million like that to your mom?
She's the one who takes care of everything, so I'll give it to her. Actually, no, I'd give it to my brother because then he'd make investments. Anybody who wins a lottery or gets a check like that, do not buy your favorite car or your favorite shoe or whatever you want. No. Or a house. Maybe you can a house.
Just give it to your brother.
Just give it to your brother like me. Or invest it.
Invest it, yes. Okay, so what would you invest it in?
Okay, this is a very different question.
No, because I want the bankers to come to your house, no, tomorrow and say, madam, can you please start investing?
Invest so. Me. Probably okay. Houses.
Houses.
Invest in houses like rentals or commercial buildings. This is something I'd probably look at.
Okay. Well, it's very different because usually all stars do that. But moving on.
Yeah.
Great creativity. Okay, so this show is called Angira's Bathroom. And when I say bathroom, it's not like your bathroom. It's like baat karne wala. It's a chat show.
Oh.
See, we're quirky and smart like that. So if Leela was in my bathroom for the first time, what is the first thing that you would notice?
Bathroom, you were talking about our talk room or your bathroom?
I'll leave it for you to imagine.
The first thing I'd notice?
Mm-hmm.
Probably I like your sense of style, so I'm noticing that right now.
Yeah, but I won't be in the bathroom, na? What will you notice?
You said bathroom, matlab where we're talking, na? You didn't say...
Bro, but...
You were trying to confuse me.
Okay, if you were in Angira's bathroom, what would you notice?
Probably your shower gel.
Shower gel, okay, okay. Great.
How it smells. Because I really judge people based on what they...
I know, right? You know, like. I am very opposed to stinky people. People who have zero, like... How can you not smell yourself like... Sorry, I'm not allowed to say that. How can you not smell yourself? It's just like, what? I can smell you from a mile away. But yes, I'm glad we both agree on the same thing. So, Leela, I'm a very nature person.
Right.
Okay? And I love trekking. I have a lot of treks that I keep going into. But I also know of this one, this one game. It's called the 23 questions that you can know each other, the love and all that jazz.
Right,
have this sea or mountain question. If I had to ask you if you were a sea or a mountain person, who is Shri Leela?
Sea.
Sea? Can you swim?
I can swim. I was a state swimmer.
Oh.
And apart from that, I just feel like water takes away a lot of negativity and a lot of stress. So water is my scene.
Okay. And... since this is a Bollywood station, we play Bollywood music. What are your thoughts on Bollywood films?
Bollywood films, I feel like...
usually we ask people to sing a song. Are you interested in singing a song?
I have a terrible voice, so you wouldn't want to...
Hey, that's my line. You can't sing my line.
Are you serious?
Everybody asks because they'll be like, hey, join in. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm not joining in. But yeah.
But I just feel like the listeners will be really, really upset with my voice, so I wouldn't want to spoil their day
image of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so before we roll into the break, I wanted to quickly ask you, this is, I'm sure, a question that has been bounced off you several times. You know, when I was in school and I wanted to be a gynecologist for some reason, right?
Whoa, my mom's a gynecologist.
Great. And of course, when I went to the 11th and 12th, I'm like, chemistry, no, I don't understand any of it, even though my dad's a doctor in chemistry. So I did psychology instead. But you are a medical practitioner. You are studying to do medicine. How does that work for you?
It's pretty hectic, but I feel like if you really have the willpower in you, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, like, I've been managing film since I was in 10th grade. So I was writing my board exams and I used to go for shoots. Then I wrote my 12th board exams, it was shoots again, NEET and shoots. So I just honestly feel that, okay, when you need to put in that time without any distractions, you just got to go all in.
Okay, great. So you are fully prepared when it comes to work and juggling between your personal and professional life. So, Leela, this is what we do. On this show, we swing both ways. We get you very comfortable first, okay? With a lot of, like, laughter and stuff. And then we ask you weird questions. Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. When we say bathroom.
Right.
I'm obviously referring to a chat show, but if you, synonymously took the word, then I'm going to ask you about the newspaper section, right? Okay. So a lot of people take the newspaper into their washrooms and they're sitting and reading it, which is really hard because it's like two things to do at once.
Absolutely.
However, if you took the newspaper to your bathroom, which current section that is trending in our country today would grab your attention? One that you would highlight and support personally. Would it be the caste system?
Okay.
Would it be the hashtag love jihad that's going on? Or would it be the increasing violence against women and children in India?
Point three, I think the increase in violence towards women and children. Because I've been personally focusing on that ever since I was pretty young. Because I used to do these programs and these seminars and all of that. So that would be of my interest. And to see what progress is going as the day goes.
Okay, since we're talking about, you know, the violence against women and children in India, you can't take a sneak peek, okay? You're cheating. How can you? Did you do that in your exams also? Like, hey, I am going to see. So, in real, when I talk about you being somebody who's, you know, who's making a mark in the industry and you have several years to go there, was it difficult for you initially? Did you go through the hashtag MeToo as well or?
No. Honestly not. I really don't feel like how people initially felt about the film industry. Oh my god, the film industry, things are like that, things are like this. I don't believe in any of that. I just feel like it's any other profession. Except in this profession, you're known to a bigger crowd.
Right.
So that's my only thought about that. But I've really not faced anything like this, touch wood. And I hope not to face anything like that. But I honestly feel this. Somebody told me this when I just entered, like when I was like 14, 15, that the industry is a reflection of what you are.
Right.
So what you project or radiate or portray yourself to be, and people will react accordingly. So make sure you give out the right vibe.
I mean, as they say, the way you carry yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay, so next question that we have. Give us a quick understanding of your opinion, especially with the indie scene today. You know, with films that are coming out. There's the OTT platform.
Right.
There's also a lot of independent, you know, scripts that are being sought after and worked on. So is it something that interests...
Absolutely, because I feel like experimental films are only done, say, first in Hollywood, then in Bollywood. But now I feel like every industry, like our sandalwood industry, is also expanding. They're experimenting women-centric films, and we're having stars to come in and act in them. So I feel like, the industry is expanding with their thoughts as well. And it is a good thing to happen.
So you think that the industry has the potential, and if given a chance, you would also be a part of it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. The advice, I mean, you're very young, but and I can tell from the tighten of your skin. However, the advice when you're 30,
I can tell by the zit on your face.
Thanks, bro. You killed it. Okay, I'm going to say the nasty questions for you, Hensut. The advice you give your younger self if you ever got the chance to go back in time. I mean, even though you're very young.
I don't regret anything that I've done till now. At least I feel like I've learned. Yes, I've made mistakes. I've learned from those mistakes. So I wouldn't really change anything, but probably just be like, yo, chill. Everything's going to be okay. Don't stress.
As much as you
would. Because you will pass that class. You will get that degree. You will get that what you will be what you want. You will get that dream car. But things take time, so don't stress about it now.
So would you tell all the kids who are, you know, with the whole pandemic scenario, and the kids got bogged down because the exams were not, and they got free promotion, which we didn't get in school.
Exactly.
Which I would have very much liked. But
and online exams, what do you mean? I can have the book right in front of me and write.
I'm sure all the kids had the book right there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Google web search. The laptop is on mute. I'm sure they did that. But okay. And today we're going to do something different, because this is the new year and we're going to change the format. Also because it's my show and I can do whatever I want with it. But joining us today on Ageera's Bathroom is Shayan.
Yay!
Okay, so Shayan and Srileela have done a video before. If you guys haven't checked it out,
yes.
Check it out. It's on our Red FM Bengaluru page. That's our official page for Red FM. And we have a contest.
Okay.
I want to see who's faster at this. It's called the FFF. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I'm talking about the fastest finger first.
Yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You'll have to take out your phones for that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's out.
Okay, you all can focus here.
Yeah,
just take
yeah.
out your phone, not
yeah.
focus
I,
on your
I've
phones.
I've seen the brand of phone that Srileela is holding, so definitely it's going to be faster than one I have.
You have a smarter phone. No brand endorsements here or promotions.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so you guys ready? It's going to be fast, quirky, and you have to answer within 30 seconds.
Right.
Okay? Your first question. Your favorite recent Bollywood artist and a line from their song. Srileela, go first. Okay. Shine, you next.
Ke ghunguru toot gaye. Hrithik Roshan.
And that entire movie, he was like this. So only his jawline could be seen. It's a terrible... Anyway, I'm not going to say that on record.
Yeah.
Okay. The singer you think needs an alternate career.
Tony Kakkar.
Tony Kakkar. I'm sure you know it. Okay.
Yeah, Tony Kakkar.
Very nice. Okay. The next one. You guys had to quickly take your phone. Take a selfie and hashtag jamming with these two. Tag and let's see who does it first. Hey, after,
on,
hello,
on,
guys.
On what?
You're gonna do it with me, niggas. It's
sorry.
My show.
Sorry.
Okay, wait a minute.
What are you guys going round and round?
I am getting only the
hey,
back.
Don't take an ugly one, bro. Don't take an ugly one.
Is it fastest finger first?
Okay, fast. Okay, you gotta do it fast. You gotta put jamming with these two and put it on your story immediately after tagging. I hope
okay,
you guys know
jamming.
The numbers with these two. Quickly, Shayan.
Jamming.
Today.
Wait.
I love this. Shayan is like, somebody help me.
Jamming with these two.
She looked this side. She didn't look this side.
That's because I don't want you to win.
But
you'll have to tag anyway fast.
Who do I need to tag?
Bro, turn around.
Who do I need to tag?
Both of us. Guys.
Okay, I will do it after this thing.
Okay.
I lose this one.
Yay! I literally didn't show
my
face in the picture. I'm so.
Did you guys do it?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
she
who
did
won?
It. She won.
I did.
Okay,
she
great.
Won. I will do it after this, huh?
Okay. The next question. This is so much fun. Okay, the next question. Nepotism is a hashtag these days. If you were to talk about one person in Bollywood who you think is part of nepotism, who would that be?
Probably, I think somebody who's talking about it a lot is Kangana.
You okay?
Huh.
She left you no option, Shayan.
Who is part of nepotism?
Who you think, you know, when you talk about nepotism is very like...
Like a poster boy of nepotism.
Perhaps. Girl be yourself.
A lot of these new actresses who have come, no? So
none of them seem to believe that nepotism exists, especially Tapsee Pannu.
Say it.
Vijay Raj.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. Your next two questions. We have two more questions. Are you guys ready? If you were shipwrecked on a deserted island and all your human needs, such as your food and water, was taken care of, what are the two things that you would take with you? Shayan, go first.
A book.
Only one.
And my cook.
And what you'll cook in the sea.
But food and water is taken care of, you said.
So why will you take your cook then? It's a waste
because
of space.
Because my cook will find out. No, because if a deserted island will have trees, my cook will find. He's very jugadu that way. So he will go to the trees. He will figure out something. And
it's fastest.
Okay, my turn. I'll take my mom and I'm going to take music.
And you will take your music on your phone?
The phone.
Okay, and when the phone goes off, where will you charge it? In the sea?
Nah, that you told me to, so I'll take portable charger. Like, enough for however long I'll be done there.
Okay.
The generator you will take.
Generator.
Okay, last question. If you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or being able to fly, which would you choose? You go first.
invisible any day.
Don't you think it's creepy? Like being
invisible. Yeah, but I am creepy like that.
Do you stalk people? Do you check out their profiles?
No, sadly I don't. But I really want to. Like, I'd want to be invisible and walk into a room and see like what. Okay, that don't even come out right. But you get my point.
It's already giving me the creeps. Okay, and you?
I would like to fly.
You would like to fly. Why not be invisible?
And then I'd be invisible with him and fly. See?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I can give her a lift on my shoulders and all.
I don't want to know this. Okay. So, Sheila, one thing I wanted to ask you, because, you know, there's so many people out there who know you as an actress, as a star, as a celebrity. But knowing you from a very raw personal level is what we emphasize the show being about. So, what is the one thing that you remember most of the pandemic? Because I'm going to go on the record to say this. Everybody spoke about how the pandemic was jazz and blah and blah. But Shri Leela was like, the pandemic, the lockdown should have been longer. So I want to know why did you say this?
I think, Nanak, personally, I got a lot of time. A lot of time to look inside. I mean, I kept seeing all these quotes like, when you can't look outside, start looking inside.
Insightful.
Yeah. And I felt like, hey, what a nonsense. But then it made sense to me. I'm like, what nonsense? But then when I thought about it again, it made so much sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time writing.
Right.
Like, I had a diary that I wrote a lot in. And then I had, like, I used to talk to my family a lot, my grandparents.
Okay, so during the pandemic, you spent a lot of your time studying and
yeah, getting to know myself, more focus on yoga.
How does 4 months help you to know yourself better? I really want to know this. Everybody talks
about
it.
I mean, honestly, think about this. I hope everyone who listens to this also thinks about it.
Yeah.
How much of you are you being with everyone else around you?
On day-to-day basis?
On day-to-day basis, see. It's because, okay, we go to a meeting. It's not that we need to impress another person, but you need to behave yourself.
You don't need to impress another person. I do.
So that way.
Right.
Where, you know, you see yourself. Like, when you lock yourself in a room, what is the real you? Like, what are you? What are your emotions? Some people might look, or what they project is like, oh, I'm a serious person. But they could be really sweet inside.
Correct.
You know, like coconuts. So
coconut.
Gogunat.
Okay. Right. And that also leads me to my next question, which is about a lot of people losing their mind during the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Because they were either at home or constantly stuck at one place, not being able to access or go outside. So when it comes to mental health, we know that you support it largely. So give us a little bit about what you think, and if you have a message for people out there.
No, mental health being one of the most important things in our society today, sadly, they really don't believe in it. The society or our families, so many people with issues, but they don't have the right people around them.
Right.
They want to talk to somebody, but they can't. So that's why you have platforms. Honestly, you have so many Instagram pages, so many counselors that you can approach to.
Right.
And I really want people to do that if they need that help. And that would be my message.
Well, Shri Leela, before we end the show, I'm going to quickly... Why your face changed, bro?
No, I was thinking. I'm okay. Like, thinking of everybody.
Okay. Before we end the show, is there any one Kannada song that is your absolute favorite, and every time you're just in a good, bad, happy, angry mood, you're throwing it at people?
It'll be wrong if I say... actually, no, it wouldn't be wrong. I like to say my song.
Go for it.
But it's just not that... don't be like, oh, she's a narcissist, but no.
No, but if you like your song, what's wrong with it?
Yeah. It's like... It mentally soothes me down. So, soothes me. It goes like... Neene modalu, neene kone, bere aru, bere nanake. That's all.
Okay,
it was terrible.
No, bro, you don't even need auto-tune. Just FYI, I'm telling you as an RJ. Okay, for all you guys joining us today, we've had Shri Leela in our studios live. I've had so much fun. 2021 is here. 2020 is gone. What are your plans for this year?
Kickstart it. Kickstart it.
Okay.
I'm very dramatic like that. Kickstart the year. I know that like 2020 has been so stressful. So many work spending. So many things you thought would happen that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But have the same joy, same energy, and kickstart 2021 and have a dhamaka year ahead.
Okay. Last question winding up. Are you looking at more OTT projects this year, or would you be seeing the 70mm?
Probably, as you said, films. Films would be my... scene for now. And OTT, yes, I've been getting a couple of very, very good scripts, but I'm just waiting for the right time.
Okay, time it is. Well, it's time for the next song and also for us to wind up the weekend. Thank you so much, Shreelila, for joining us. I had an awesome time.
I had a fabulous time. Thank you so much.
Well, this is Angeera's Bathroom. You can catch us on Instagram on our Red FM Bengaluru page. Well, it's, as I said, Red FM Bengaluru. You can also follow me on Instagram. I am RG Angeera. I keep it simple. That's how it goes. And Shreelila has, I'm sure, 1,100,000 followers.
Shreelila14.
That's the handle. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a great time. And bajate raho.